Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United. Game 2 against Atlanta coming up with Kurt Bavacqua. I'm Jesse Agler, and we're going to put our buddy Brady Phelps on the Cholula hot seat. He joins us here at Petco Park. How you been, man?
Doing well. From the internet, I hear.
Yeah, Brady Phelps from the internet. He's lob shots on Twitter.
That was good.
He's got a blog and everything like that. By the way, a couple things before we have some fun with Brady. A.J. Preller doing his media conference call after the Will Venable trade. Just confirmed, Kurt, your suspicions, Travis Jankowski will be here tomorrow. He will be the 25th man. He'll be called up for the first time to the major leagues. He's been leading off for El Paso. He's been playing center field. He's a left-handed bat. He is young Will Venable, essentially, you know, with obviously a lot of unknown ahead of him. But he will be here to take that spot on the roster.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Really?
I swear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe
you're calling
you.
Him
I
out
know.
As a liar right now?
No, I really didn't.
No, not at all.
And by the way,
no, I didn't ask him that before.
Somebody on Twitter brought it up before it even like occurred to me. I was scrambling here. We're getting ready for the show. There was just a trade. My mind hadn't even gone that far yet, and people started saying it
Your
online.
Your mind works way too fast.
Yeah, no, I got to slow it down. I got to slow it down. Also, there's one person on Twitter, and I'm sure there are a few people on Twitter. They're like, how could you trade Will Venable for a single-A catcher? Look, he's a 32-year-old free agent to be. You're getting something, as opposed to at the end of the year getting nothing. This is not a major move. It's a major move for Will Venable, obviously, and who knows what ends up happening with Marcus Green Jr. or the player to be named later. This is one of those things that happens over the course of a baseball season. And people, and there's not a lot of them, but the people who are sort of freaking out and acting like this is like the ending of something, you're going too far.
Let me address that person and all Will Venable fans that are out there right now.
Oh, boy.
Don't feel sorry for Will. Will's going to an excellent baseball town. He's going to an excellent organization, and he's going to a team that's fighting for a wild card spot and possibly a Western Division championship in the American League. So it's a good situation for Will. As much as we all hate to see him go, we wish him well.
It's almost as if you have been traded before, and you're speaking from experience.
I know about it. I do know about it, and I was with the Texas Rangers, and I know how good the organization is. They've got guys in their front office now that I played with. I know the fans there are great. It's a great place to live. He'll love Texas.
When the Padres were getting ready to play the Rangers a few weeks ago, whenever it was, in Arlington, right before the All-Star break, I dubbed it the Bavacqua Bowl because of your experience with both teams. That might get superseded now. I have yet to think of what we could call the Venable
Cup. The Venable Bowl?
The Venable something. But we'll see. They do come back.
Venbowl.
Have we talked about that being Will's bat right there on top of the TV?
Yeah. We have not, but thanks for pointing it out. That's
well,
good.
We'll go ahead tomorrow.
He'll be back in 2 weeks in a Ranger uniform.
Yeah, it's pretty
That'll
crazy.
Be strange.
That's always weird when that happens.
It is.
It is always weird.
And I tell you one thing, you got to pitch around him when he comes back. I promise you. Watch.
Pitch around him?
Watch.
What situation's got to dictate it?
Watch.
So you're saying he's going yard?
I didn't say yard.
That's what you said.
But
Cam Maben went yard last night. Didn't matter.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, no, it is. It is one of those things
that
happens. All right, Brady is on Twitter, at Lobshots. You've had an interesting couple of days on there. So one of the reasons you're a good follow on Twitter.
Can we point out, though, that, like, this was not my intention or my – like, it's not like this
no,
was some
this.
Agenda
no.
item.
No. This is just me.
Like, people are already annoyed with me enough.
No. I'm doing this on my own.
Okay.
My own volition, okay?
All right.
So one of the reasons you're fun on Twitter is you make silly little pictures of things in Photoshops or whatever, you know, like
– MS Paint, yeah.
Yeah, fun graphics. And so you did one the other day with Philip Rivers after he signed his contract extension. And it was fun. It was, Brady, I like that. You know, that's one of those things when you're scrolling through your Twitter feed in the office, you go, oh, that was cute. That was fun. Maybe you favorite it. Maybe you retweet it. Maybe you reply. Who knows?
Maybe all of the above.
Maybe all of those things. And then one of the ESPN accounts, right. Sports Nation, that show.
3.2 million followers.
They just stole your picture. And now the way the internet works is if you're going to use something that somebody made or a line that they're going to make, what you're supposed to do is say at least hat tip or via at Lobshots, or you just quote the person's tweet. And any one of those things really is an okay thing to
Acceptable.
Do.
Acceptable, yeah.
But to just take it and put it out there with no reference to the person who made it is something that, you know, there are these scam artists on like Instagram and Twitter, and they've been doing this. It's that's been in the news a lot the last couple days.
Yes, the fat guy.
Yeah, there's a couple names, that are out there, and they're ripping people off all over the internet. And it's like, okay, these are just jerks. But for like a major media company to do it is that's weak sauce, man.
I thought it was. I mean, I've always thought it was a terrible Twitter account. I don't think the show is actually terrible. I think there's some. I like Beetle, Michelle Beetle. I like her. I like Wiley. Kellerman's all right. So I don't think the show is horrible. But I've always thought the account was pretty cheesy, and so they've never really stolen, to my knowledge, anything of mine. But I always. You know, they're kind of one of those accounts you kind of make fun of, like, really, you're gonna tweet that, like.
But they stole from you.
And then they stole from me, and that sort of took the outrage to another level. Now I'm kind of, one of my things per se on Twitter would be to, you know, blow things out of proportion that shouldn't be the gum and the outfield and the bold number one and the, you know, lineup card and silly things that maybe don't matter to other people that I will, you know, take and then blow out of proportion. So. When they did that to me, I of course blew it out of proportion, and then I thought, okay, the funny thing to do would be anything I tweet going forward, I'll just do a little hat tip Sports Nation, you know, like give them credit for any thought that I had,
right,
or got from anybody else, really.
Have you heard from anybody there? Any replies? Any anything?
So after, I don't know how closely you followed today, but so
quite
yesterday
closely,
this happened,
yes.
and then two more times. Now all the ones that I said hat tip to Sports Nation, like as if they. You know, I was giving them the thank you.
Right.
They then took that, did not credit me, and then actually used it. So they have, you know, whether it's a social media intern or somebody is thinking, oh, this is going to be hilarious. This idiot who thinks he can come after us, ESPN, we're gonna double down, triple down.
Or the person is really that stupid where they think you saying hat tip is you giving it to them.
I actually hadn't thought of that scenario, but that would be incredible.
There are some dumb people out there.
Incredibly stupid.
Very stupid.
I think they're probably pretty clever and doing this to just kind of know that they can, you know, grind
twist
it
the
in.
Knife
yeah, this
a
is
bit.
This is something they know I can't do anything about. I'm a measly little 5,000 follower guy.
Hey, power million. Of the internet, man. You can do something about this.
You're
on television right now, live television. You're on some
sports
bar in Bristol, Connecticut right now. There's some sports bar, and they're hearing this.
They're hearing this. And
it's just weird to me that they would steal from you.
It is a little weird
it's
to
just
me. Like,
weird.
Like, even if it's like some little personal vendetta thing after they did it once, like, oh, let's do it two more times and just kind of poke fun at him. Because, you know, listen, I acknowledge it's silly and it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. It is so bizarre to me. Like, what are they thinking?
It's ridiculous.
A little ridiculous. I know the internet's a funny place.
Very funny place. Friday night, Matt Kemp, first cycle in Padre history.
Lost my mind.
Yeah?
Lost my mind. I didn't win that thing. I mean, obviously, like Kemp, I think most people thought it was gone. Right?
Yeah.
And when that hit the wall, I mean, just the eruption of emotion. I was... So impressed. This is not me being weird or anything, but I was so impressed with your call, man. You did a great job. Mudcat chiming in, and the thing that people I think don't understand about when a moment like that happens, a moment where it's the first time in franchise history that has been around since the '60s, and this is the first time that it's ever happened. Like it's such a monumental. Like that call is going to be replayed from now until forever, and it's really important to get it right. And you did, and then you left silence. And I don't think people that don't follow commentating, so they don't understand the idea of leaving silence for the crowd and the audience to kind of absorb what just happened. And you were able to do that. And you did that on purpose. And I'm going to stop.
I sound like a fanboy now, so I'm going to stop.
He
called it out on the silence part. That was good.
Yeah.
But you know what the last thing that was heard was? You got to go from Mud.
Yeah. Mud was awesome. Mud made that call.
Mud was he standing up, jumping up and down?
We both were.
Emotional.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
As soon as it caromed.
It hit the one place it had to hit. That's unbelievable.
Exactly it's so
right.
cool.
That's exactly right.
It hit the one place it had to hit. Glenn Hoffman was here yesterday. We were talking to him about it, which was cool because he's obviously the one. Get down. Yeah. You know, he's right there. And the joke I made with him was like, if it gets a little bit further away,
no.
like, are you waving him
no
home?
Way.
Are you waving him home? Like, if he's got a chance to score, are you waving him home?
And, what did he say? I
think I was just messing with him. I didn't
actually.
Oh, my
gosh.
Like, but that in inside the park home run, when you need a triple for the cycle, would be the funniest
thing. If it would have been a stand-up inside the park home run, you hold him up at third.
That's
the first
what you
in franchise history.
That's what you got to do. All right, one last thing. Brady is, again, he's good at the internet. He's funny online, at Lobshots on Twitter. So way back Wednesdays here, we've been doing this fun thing, the guys with the video board, the different headshots and stuff, right? So yesterday we did a poll, and we said, which headshots do you want to see for this way back Wednesday against the Atlanta Braves? One option was professional wrestlers from the 80s and 90s. One option was the Garbage Pail Kids.
Yes.
And one option was 80s toys. The example here with Matt Kemp and Nick Markakis, G.I. Joe and My Little Pony.
Right.
So the voting is concluded, and
it is.
I believe we are ready to announce the winner.
Oh, man.
Blooper, you ready to announce the winner? All right, here you go. The winner? Wrestling. Bret the Hitman Hart and Jake the Snake in this example, Matt Kemp.
It's so good.
It's really good.
It's so good. I was kind of pulling for the Garbage Pail Kids. They got a special place in my heart. Yeah, I used to collect baseball cards as a kid, and they were kind of an offshoot of baseball cards.
They were. Yeah. Offshoot's a good word for it.
Yeah, it's a very, very far-fetched offshoot.
Very off.
But wrestling is great. Nobody wanted My Little Pony. Come on.
Yeah. No, I understand. All right, man. Hey, always good to stop by. Make sure you follow Brady on Twitter at Lobshots, and feel free to take any of
what
his content.
What about ESPN?
It's weak, man. That's weak. Well, we might know. Blooper knows some people there.
You got to think of something.
That's just weak.
They might survive, you know.
They might be okay.
In the midst of my attacks on them, they might make it.
Well, this could be the thing that topples the empire. You never know. The one pebble that just sort of eventually that happens.
I would be the internet hero.
That's Brady Phelps on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. Thanks to Brady for stopping by. As always, we'll take a break, come back, and more Social Hour right after this.